tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard live every Sunday. Right here on the news and talk of Sonoma County. Glad to be here. Been doing this for over 20 years. I'm a realtor over at Keller Williams Realty. I'm one of the investors over there, and it's a great, great, great company, probably the largest company in the nation, and have tremendous training. Our owner, you know, Gary Keller, he says, you know, there's a recent talk he gave with Brad Inman of Inman Connect, Inman.com. You may have heard or heard not who Brad Inman is. But he told Brad, he goes, look, Brad, he goes, I'm a realtor. He goes, I have a degree in real estate. I have a university school named after me because I've given money to it. I believe in real estate. So that's our CEO of Keller Williams. And there's a lot of change in our industry happening right now. A lot of, you know, inside baseball kind of stuff, which I will not bore you with. But it's making for some interesting, you know, comments, interesting claims, which is always the case, you know. Everybody's number one. Everybody's doing this. Everybody could do that. Oh, we'll take care of you. You know, it's that old thing, the old Zig Ziglar line, you know, before you become the answer to their prayers, know what they're praying for, you know. So you got to know that, guys. So there's a lot of companies that think they are the answer to your prayers, but it's all about people in this industry, and it's all about, you know, folks who have been referred to you that are in our community, that do a lot in the community. There's a lot of companies that are out there that are coming in that say they can do this, do that, and a lot of it is just simply BS. So get your BS meters out there. Yeah, BS meter flies over here every Sunday. We try to keep you aware of what's going on in the marketplace. So I'm not going to be here next week, because I'm going to be down at the Monterey Jazz Festival. I've been going down since 1986.
Boy, you're taking a lot of weeks off lately.
Well, excuse me.
Life must be good.
Yeah, life must be good. What am I taking a lot of time? I go to Trinity once a year. I go to the Monterey Jazz Festival once a year. Come on, Pasquini.
Maybe they're just grouped together.
They just grouped together. That's all.
And you're going to miss, go ahead.
Going to miss what?
You're going to miss what is going to be the first real estate show, pregame show to the Raiders, because the Raiders play at 10 o'clock next Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, darn
so
it. Darn it.
Make you want to cancel your trip.
Okay. It? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. For the Raiders. Yeah, for the Raiders. Anyway, but I'll be down in Monterey, so thinking about you guys, but I'm going to have George Darren here. I was on George's show on Wednesday. He has one of the Ask the Expert shows. And George is a great lender here in town. He's been doing it for many, many years. His uncles were lenders here in town, and he's kind of got it in his blood. I was on his show Wednesday and said, hey, why don't you do my show on Sunday? And he goes, you got it. So we're also going to have Keith Beck. Becker come on the show, and Keith is the property manager over at Dee's Rentals, and we're simply going to be chatting probably a segment with Keith next week on Proposition 10, which is the Costa-Hawkins repeal initiative, and why we feel that should not be repealed. And I'll let those guys duke it out and have some fun with that. But I'm sure George will have plenty to talk about. If you have any lender questions, we haven't had a lender on the show in a while. Not that we don't have a lack of good lenders. We have plenty of good lenders that I can refer you to. There's Otto Kobler, Eric Goquist, George Dare. My friend Denise Stiles went to a new company. She's always a fabulous person. Geez, I saw Luann Scala the other day at the farm market. There's just so many good lenders out there, and they do all very good, competent jobs. And if you're stuck with somebody who's a total jerk, Okay, you didn't call me because everybody I will give you as far as a referral are not jerks. Okay, they're all very competent, really, really good people. And most of these folks, I would say, if they tell me, you know, your client is approved, I don't need to hear it again. So basically, if your lender states that you are approved, guys, all you basically need is an appraisal. You need a contract, a ratified contract, preliminary title report, and you know, you should be able to be rocking and rolling.
Do you have a call?
I have a call so early. I haven't sent anything yet to piss anybody off. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of comments.
She does?
Yes.
Okay, about what?
You want to find out right now?
Okay, sure. Well, let's put her on.
Deborah,
good morning. What can we do for you?
Well, good morning. Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I get the Apartment Times, and I read some of the articles that are in it about what is now an escalating problem in other states where there are groups that are organized and paid that are harassing small building apartment owners because, you know, similarly to what's happening in Santa Rosa with the lack of housing and the massively increasing homeless community, and the fact that many apartments are traded at market value, and when an owner comes in and buys something at market value and does some minor improvements, they're needing to raise the rent to cover their mortgage, increase mortgage debt, and et cetera.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing now in many other states that these groups are harassing the smaller apartment owners, the tenants that are needing housing. They're even going to small property management companies, scaring them to death, literally, with too many numbers flooding into their small offices, and really causing a lot of fear. In the smaller apartment ownership because of the lack of housing.
Yeah.
And these are all like front groups that are emerging, and I'm wanting you to think, you know, let everyone know about this because it's not small apartment owners' fault that there is a massive problem with housing. It's a lot of the building codes that have prevented buildings and properties from penciling out to make and create enough housing. That's where our main problem lies, and the amount of time it takes to put a set of plans through a plan check. I mean, a builder or someone
can be
2 years.
Okay, yeah, got you, Deborah. Yeah, no, and that's a common, you know, I've not heard of these groups coming into management, but you know, but we're going to have Keith Becker on next week, and you know, Keith manages about 500 properties, so you know, you may wish to call him and chat with him about this. But we appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Deborah, for calling in. And they'll be on next week. So, Deborah, you may want to call in and bring that up. I will talk to Keith about that also. I've not heard anything. We were pretty involved with rent control and watching what was going on with, you know, there's tenants groups that are out there that are, I don't think they're bordering on harassment, but I know there are some groups that regularly sue for any number of reasons, and that's another story altogether. But you know, when you have such a tight rental market, and that's why we're kind of against rent control, is that, you know, if you do rehab a property, you would like to get some decent return on your investment. Unfortunately, a lot of the times people come in and do mass evictions and, you know, throw tenants on the street that have been there for many years. Some of it's pretty sad. Some of it's literally endemic to, you know, the families that are there. I mean, I read a story, and I think it was in L.A., where it was second or third generation families were living, you know, in pretty much squalor. These were really bad units to begin with. But then somebody came along and bought them and were going to totally rehab them because they needed it. But then again, the rents were going to be substantially more than what these people were paying. And hence, you know, you had a lot of displacement of tenants. That happens. But as far as, you know, your observations, I'm not aware of that, Deborah. But like I said, next week, Keith Becker will be here with George Dare. I'll put a bug in their ear, and hopefully they can maybe address that. And if you are tuned in next week, maybe you can, when you hear Keith, you can run that by him. He's a very sharp and very active a member of the apartment complex. So let's take a break, but we're gonna, when we come back, we got a 70 score.
By an unexpected team.
That's good.
Not by the powerhouses.
Not one of
the powerhouses.
All right. Well, Stanford and Cal won yesterday, so maybe would it be nice if the big game meant something this year?
Yeah, well, it has to Stanford for a long time.
But they're both fighting. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yeah. Okay. We'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Apple announced all their new iPhones today. I heard that one of them, it costs you $1,600, but it comes with a roadie to help carry the phone around with you or something.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
So, we got, 73-12? That's not a bad score.
That's the only 70 I could find yesterday, and if it's by that powerhouse Utah State. They beat Tennessee Tech 73-12, as you said. They and Tennessee Tech, to stay off the zeros, they scored a field goal in each quarter.
Darn near they good.
They hit that one, that last one to cut the spread to 61.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched the Alabama game yesterday, and I thought, okay, here we go, tit for tat, right? Boom, boom, and then all of a sudden, they just took them.
I don't know why Alabama.
I mean, who is going to be? Who's going to step up?
Well, wait till they play somebody.
Well, like who?
Auburn.
Who's going to be? You think Auburn?
LSU.
Yeah? Well, I don't know. LSU didn't look too good last night.
And neither did Auburn.
Yeah.
Alabama's probably in a class by themselves. Maybe something will happen to them between now and November.
So who's is Clemson too?
Yeah.
Then Ohio State didn't look too good either.
They didn't look very good either.
Yeah.
That's too bad. They need their coach back.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Joe. All right. So the we should get a sponsor for our wipeout of the month or something, or day or the week. I wonder who we can get for that.
We have to think about that one.
Maybe a wrecking company or something like that. that'd be good. Okay, a total wipeout. I'll be at an open house today. Come by and see me. I'll be at 2929. West Creek Lane. You've heard me talk about this property before. It's 2,200 square feet, four bedroom and three baths. Plantation shutters inside, remodeled kitchen, custom concrete countertops, really beautiful gleaming hardwood floors. I'll be there. It's on a corner lot right across from some open space, so it's really a beautiful area. It's just off of Pear Blossom, which is Stony Point to Pear Blossom. Just follow my open house signs and come on down to 2929 West Creek Lane. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. The price is $589.5. And, when you look at the square footage on this property, it's like $265 a square foot. And you know, when you look at all the comps, they're selling for like in the 280s to 290s. So this is, you know, one heck of a great deal. You know, it's just hard to get you guys over to the west side to take a look at these homes. So come out and see us today. We'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to come on over, guys. But what you're going to get is more square footage. You always get more square footage on the west side of town. It's a standard operating procedure. So come out and see this property. It's kind of some unique features. Has the garage around the back of the house through a fire alley, which is kind of cool. So you don't have those ugly garage, you know, elevations, which I really don't care for. But like I said, big corner lot, light, a lot of, you know, lawn area. Great, you know, front porch with a couple of white rocking chairs. I'll be out there rocking, looking on my iPhone and all that kind of good stuff. So come out and see me. Who knows? I might even have the Niner game on. You never can tell. Niners play at 1, right?
They do.
The Niners.
They host the Lions.
The Lions. Cool. All right. The Lions. But when I grew up, there was Alex Karras. Remember Paper Line? Did you ever read Paper Line?
Yes, by George Plimpton. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great.
Boy, we're giving our age away.
Boy, we are. But anyway. People don't know who Alex Karras was. He was Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
You didn't know that?
No.
Get out of here.
I remember Blazing Saddles vaguely. He was also a commentator on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was that. And he was he was out there as an actor. He did some interesting stuff. But he was the one who hit the horse. Remember Knocked the Horse Out?
That was him?
Saddles. That was
really?
Alex Karras, yeah. And there's a great scene because his name is Mongo, right? So he's walking down the street, and this one guy yells out, "Mongo Santa Maria!" Mm-hmm. Mongo Santa Maria is a conga player. See, yeah, that's Mel Brooks' kind of inside kind of stuff. Anyway, probably more information than you guys care to know about, but that's okay.
And more than my memory can remember.
And more than our memories can
bear.
Yeah, so anyway, so come out and see me today at 2929. West Creek Lane. I'll be out there. Like I said, next week it'll be George Dare will be in here talking interest rates, and Keith Becker will be on for I think maybe a segment or two. We'll see. They may get to chatting and have more information to offer all you guys. So I've been kind of like looking at the marketplace, and you know where you know the sales obviously for the last you know 4 or 5 months have been pretty crappy, to be vulgar, but I would say they were that, but I can't say that. It's the other operative word for crappy.
Something we can't say.
Something we can't say. But anyway, you people get my drift. The sales have been really kind of down dramatically, and a lot of that is to blame. There's a couple of reasons why people are blaming that. Number one, interest rates and affordability, and you know, together hand in hand, you know, there they go. And a good friend of mine who's a you know rather well you know does a lot of business here in Sonoma County, lender. You know, he was telling me that a lot of the people they have qualified for loans are right on the edge, you know, and a lot of that has to do with the affordability and the prices of our homes. And I think if there will be a correction, I think it's going to be basically a lot of folks saying, look, I don't want to spend, you know, a huge amount of my monthly income to own a home, you know, and you know, when you look at the combination of the, you know, the tax bill that was passed last year and how that's basically reducing a lot of the write-offs inherent with owning a home, a lot of people are weighing the cost of getting into a property, either the down payment, you know, the closing costs, this type of thing, and they're basically saying, okay, when I'm done at the end of the day after I bought this home, I'm going to have this huge amount of debt going out per month just on housing. And I think a lot of people are going, you know, I've got a, you know, maybe I'm renting a place that's that's a, you know, a good rent. I have a lot more flexibility in case I want to move. I can just get up and, you know, get out of here. I don't need to have to sell my house and this kind of thing. And I think a lot of people are looking at this at the standpoint of owning a home in our area as maybe not that keen in, you know, in their financial picture. You know, they're saying, you know, I'll be glad to be a renter. I can have more flexibility. I can move around a bit as I want to. They could be on the level, you know, where they're moving around quite a bit as far as job, where their job takes them. But a lot of people are just saying, okay, if even if we have this is our home, we intend on staying here for the rest of our lives or whatever, they just look at the amount of the payments they're going to have because of the cost of the properties they're looking at. And, you know, if anything, I think in today's market, you know, currently, I think you can probably get some pretty good deals out there. If you were looking, and we talked about it last week on the show, if you were looking, you know, in the earlier part of the spring, you know, maybe you were getting discouraged by, you know, some of the multiple offers that were out there and some of the overbidding that was going on. Well, I think that market's changed for the right property. I don't think it's totally changed, you know, in the marketplace. There's still some properties that are selling. You go, they got how much for that? But then again, there are other properties that are languishing. And I think I've told you before, you know, if you first start looking around, you may want to ask your realtor, you know, I'll tell you what, let me look at things that have been on the market, say at 90 days. And then how about the ones that have been in the market 60 days? And how about the ones that have been in the market for 30 days? Because what's going to happen is that you may find some properties where the seller, and I've got, you know, a couple of properties that would work on that case, would be glad to maybe do an FHA, VA deal for you. They may help you out with closing costs. So there's a lot of things going on in that regard where you could get, you know, financial assistance to get into the property. And it could be enough where it makes it really worth your while to do so. Where you can say, finally, you know, good, now we can afford to buy a home because that is, you know, what we really want to do. Now, buying a home, you know, is a lot for some folks. It's an investment vehicle. We don't see that in this market cycle be the, you know, we're right about the 10 years later kind of level. 2008 was the crash, and here we are in 2018. But, you know, the people that were buying homes back in 2008, there was an extreme amount of speculation going on. And usually when you see that speculation and a lot of building going on also, there are people that say because of the crash, a lot of our housing was never realized because a lot of it was on the books but never got built. But then again, you know, it's starting to come about now, which is good. But, you know, that's the entire key is that, you know, there was the speculation. We don't have that in this marketplace, which is good. So, you know, you can get out and look at properties nowadays and not have to worry about somebody just coming in and doing wild and crazy pricing on you. So it might be a wise time to start looking once again, okay? So we're going to come back and talk about affordability here in Sonoma County in the Bay Area and also take a look at the interest rates for the last 5 years and see if we can get some trends developed here and see how we can assist you in getting into a home. So we'll take a break. Call numbers I've not even given Joe. 636-1350, 636-1350. Give us a call. Glad to talk to you. Right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Get out now. That's what authorities are telling people who live along a river in North Carolina that Tropical Depression Florence is expected to send over its banks.
Dozens of people are braving the pounding rain to get a look at the Cape Fear River from a bridge. The raging brown water filled with flowing debris like garbage and tree limbs.
It's a hell of a lot deeper than it normally is, that's for sure.
Man, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like this before. That's
I remember seeing it from Matthew, but it's way higher than it was when Matthew came through here.
The Cape Fear River is expected to rise another 20-plus feet in the coming days. A mandatory evacuation is in place for anyone living within a mile of the river. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Residents are being told to evacuate by 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2.5 hours from now. The death toll continues to rise. At least 14 deaths are now blamed on Florence, and there is no break for utility crews who are scrambling to restore power to nearly 500,000 customers across the Carolinas. With continuing coverage of Florence, Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies, cool temperatures to start off the week. Today it's 77 degrees, 65 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 47. Monday and Tuesday, sunny skies in the mid-70s, mid-60s in Bodega Bay. For the rest of the week, very similar. Gets a bit warmer into the low 80s by Friday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. 1350 KSRO, and we are here every Sunday morning. Next Sunday, though, I will not be here. I will be down at the Monterey Jazz Festival, which is our annual vacation down there. We've been going there since 1986. That's a lot of years. Yeah, it took us that long to get decent seats. The thing about the Monterey Jazz Festival is that they have the main arena is the best tickets in town. That's where all the big headliners play and all that kind of good stuff. And they have these seats, Joe, and they're not really seats. They're more like suppositories. I mean, they're that small. I mean, they're just ridiculous. I mean, there's these little tiny metal seats they've had forever, you know, and they're the tiniest little things. We bring cushions down and all that kind of stuff, but everybody complains and bitches about them. They just stick you in there as best they can. But it took us forever to get to a certain point where we could actually see the faces of the performers, you know, because we were way in the back. That took us about at least 10 years, I think. And then they totally reconfigured the whole arena, pushed us back another section and a half. So now we finally are now back up after going since 86. That's 14. That's a long time. You know, that's like 3 years. We finally are
hard
up
to do that math, huh?
Yeah, it was hard to do. But we are finally up where we could actually see their faces again. So, it's one of those things where people, they don't allow you to sign the seats at all. Even if you get divorced or something, you better work it out with your old lady or your husband and how you want to get your tickets, because they're not going to give them to you. It's really, really tough. But Clint Eastwood comes down there, and he's been a director for years and years and years. And he's quite a piano player, actually, Clint Eastwood. So is his son, Kyle. So they're really big jazz aficionados. So it's a beautiful, beautiful event. We stay right downtown in Carmel and at the Lobos Lodge. And if you've ever been to Katie's, you like Eggs Benedict, Joe? Eggs Benedict?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? You're not sure?
I haven't had it for No.
No. Okay.
I guess you could say no.
Okay. Well, anyway, but this place, you know, Katie's has like Eggs Benedict like 20 ways. So it's just one of my faves anyway. But it's packed on Sundays. We go there anyway and have breakfast. And but it's just a great event. And our dog, our poor dog, he had a thing under his neck. So we had to have it removed. So he has one of those cones on now. You know, and those cones are just like, poor little guy, he's like banging into stuff. He can't scratch himself, you know, so he's trying to itch, you know, scratch his ears. He's got this stupid cone on him and everything, and he bangs into me, and he's banging into the walls.
How long has he got to keep that on?
10 days.
Oh, man.
I know. So I feel sorry for the little kid. He looks at me and goes, Mike, come on, take this off me, please, Daddy. I go, no, sorry, buddy, you got to do it. You know, tough love, boy, that's tough. Anyway, so if you've ever had a dog with a cone, you know how that is. A friend of mine says, oh, they tear the house up. Those things are so hard. And I got to watch the trim around the doors because he's banging and everything. Poor little guy, he's trying to run into the house and he hits the side of the door and bang, you know. Poor little, he's just, you know, if you don't know our dog, he's a little cute little Cocker Spaniel. The cutest dog ever in the world.
Of course.
Okay, so getting back to interest rates, getting back to real estate, since this is a real estate show. Like I said, I'll be today over at 2929 West Creek Lane. Come out and see me. That's off of Pear Blossom, Stony Point to Pear Blossom. Make a right. You'll see my open house signs. Follow it down to the property, 589-5-2190 square feet, about $265 a square foot, which is a heck of a deal. Shopping, preparing, you'll see it is a great deal. Four bedrooms and three baths. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. So, you know, the interest rates, you know, if you look at where they've been the last, like, 5 years, I mean, they got as low, you know, they were down in the low, you know, threes, 3.4. Now they're up to, you know, close to, not close to 5, but they're right about 4.5%. So that's up like a point. And, you know, the thing about it is that thank God we have these rates, because if these rates were, up 2 or 3 points with the, the way our prices are, we'd be really in a pickle. Okay. So right now, when you look at the affordability, we are right around 20%, okay, of those in the area that can afford to buy the median home price. So 1 in 5. Okay, 1 in 5 can afford to buy the median home price in Sonoma County, which is near, you know, 700,000. It's right around probably 670, 660, around there. So it just takes, you know, a lot of resources to buy in this area. It takes an income probably in excess, you know, 130, 140 grand to get into a home at that price point. You probably need to be making pretty good bucks, you know, a husband and a wife together, to get into a property. When you think that's bad, you know, or 20%, you look around San Francisco, it's down to 14%. So an amazing, amazing how the affordability ranges throughout the state of California. In the Bay Area County, when you look at those numbers, they're kind of crazy. Marin County, 18%. Napa County is 25%. San Francisco, 14%. San Mateo, 14%. Santa Clara, 16%. The best affordability, in the U.S., the affordability rate is 53%. That's because the median home price is $269. If you have a median home price $269, your minimum qualifying income is $57,000. So, you know, a lot of people can make that kind of money and buy the median home price, throughout the nation. But when you get out to the coasts, guys, either one of them, even with hurricanes, the prices just get much more expensive compared to San Francisco, where it takes an income of $344,000 to buy the median home price there of $1,625,000. Your monthly payment, including taxes and insurance, would be about $8,700 per month. So you can see that it's pretty dramatic. Santa Clara, $1,400,000. You need about $300,000 there to buy that property. Then you look at our area, Sonoma County, you need about $147,000, a payment of about $3,680 per month for a $695,000 medium home price. Now, that medium home price, you know, kind of goes up and down, up and down. We hit a record about 3 months ago in the 705, 710 range, but we basically, you know, fell right back down to earth. I think with the lack of sales we're going to have, you'll probably see that medium home price, be kicking back and forth. Sales for the month of September do not look that great compared to last year. Right now, I think we have 1,122 active listings on the market. The sales for so far this year have been about 135. Last year at this time, we had about 207. So, yeah, I don't think September is going to be any great month either. So, it's just kind of the nature of the beast. There are, areas in the county, or excuse me, in the state that do have pretty good affordability. I mean, you go to Modoc County and Siskiyou County, and there's probably about five or six counties where you can find the affordability very similar to, the U.S. in the 50% range. But then again, you have to be able to work. those areas up there, even though the houses are very nice, there's a reason, in California where homes are priced that well. But, Sacramento is still a pretty affordable marketplace, and there's, quite a bit of homes there. Solano County is the cheapest in our area, but they've dropped 6 points in the last year. They were at 44%. This is what happens when you are the least expensive. People start discovering you, hence the affordability goes down because people are out there buying properties. So right now, the way the affordability looks, coupled with the interest rates, we're right around 4.5%. So, the lower rates would obviously do wonders, but we don't see that happening. I think the days of sub 4% are long gone. I think the Fed has pretty well indicated that they do not want to see those rates that low any longer. It's an interesting dynamic when you look at the marketplace and the unemployment rate, the way the economy is. You would think, and this gets down to the bottom line of affordability. You think we could, extend this market. I don't know, and that's the question. What does extend the market mean? Does that extend the market mean that the medium home price still keeps going up? I think, with the rates the way they are, even though they're only up at 4.5%, I think a lot of people are realizing, even at that rate, I can't afford to buy this medium home price up in the 600 price range, if not more. So I think you're going to see probably, a natural, say retrenching of the medium home price simply because people are going, I ain't paying that money. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next, few months. The wintertime is probably a great time if you're thinking about, buying, and you've been maybe, like I said, frustrated in the spring. You may want to wait till the dead of winter and get out there and see what's available, because there could be some great deals. So we're going to take a break and come back and talk about Proposition 5, which we are in favor of, and we're going to chat about that. That has to do with property taxes and transferring them from county to county. We'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Call numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Elizabeth Brown is with us, president of the Community Foundation of Sonoma County.
$1 million to three different organizations providing free mental health services.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. And I was just trying to look up a couple of things here for you. Yeah. And one of those is there's two propositions that are on the ballot. And one is Proposition 5 and Proposition 10. And Proposition 5 we are in favor of, we being the California Association of Realtors and Realtors in general. And it's basically, you know, what Proposition 5 does is it allows you to take your old Proposition 13 tax base with you county to county. And I know a lot of assessors are like, when they hear that, they go, rrr. But, you know, we feel there's a lot of people being trapped, you know, in their homes because they want to take their old tax base with them. And we've seen it happen, you know, so many times here in Sonoma County where so many from the Bay Area comes up here to buy and they're, you know, they look at, say, buying a home for $700,000-$800,000. Well, once they get through with their Proposition 13 reassessment, they're going to be looking at, you know, $7,000-$8,000 a year in taxes. And a lot of them are coming up here to kind of retire.
False alarm.
False alarm. Yeah, when you're going to sneeze.
Yeah,
you know, you're right there and then it just goes away. Anyway, so they want to come up to the area here, but they can't, you know, take their Proposition 13 tax base with them county to county. There are only, I think, oh gosh, I think maybe 10 or 11 counties that actually allow you to take your old tax base with you. And there's something like 50 counties in the state of California. So what Proposition 5 would do would allow people to take their tax bases with them. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of folks who would like that. You know, they come up here and, you know, can get their old tax base. I mean, if you're right now, you can do it within the county, but there are certain criteria. A lot of it's changed because of the fires, and I'm not going to get into the details of it. But there, if you've lost your home in the fire, there's certain things you can do to, if you want to transfer your title, you can do that. I mean, there's, I would talk to the assessor and get the information you need from them regarding the inter-transfer of your old tax basis. This is for property taxes. But if you're coming out of another county into another county, there's a very few that you can do this to. So the Proposition 5 is going to allow you to take your old property tax base, to another county. Now, that means a lot to a lot of boomers. I mean, my tax base is, you know, ridiculously low because I've been in my home for many years. You know, Proposition 13 was called the Stay Put Initiative. And that basically meant that, look, you know, if you stay where you are, you get the tax benefits, you get your old tax base with you. But if you decide to move, guess what? You're going to get nailed anywhere from 1 to 1.25% of the sales price of the new home is going to be your new taxes. So a lot of people, you know, we feel have been maybe, you know, forced to stay in their homes. So maybe some people wanted to move. I mean, they wanted to move to another county, but they would be looking at, you know, obviously higher taxes there. So the nice thing is that Proposition 5, and this would be a yes vote on 5, would allow, you know, seniors, and it's a one-time deal, okay? It's not, you can't do it over again, I believe, but you can take your tax basis with you, okay, to another county, you know, save yourself a heck of a lot of money, especially because at that point in your life, you know, you're on fixed income, retirement, Social Security, that type of thing. So it's something we're pushing for. And I'll just kind of read some of the talking points here. Seniors often live in homes that no longer meet their needs because their homes may be too big or too far from family. We see that quite a bit. Most people move because of the grandchildren. If these homes want to downsize or move closer to their children, they could face a doubling or tripling of their property taxes or what's being called a moving penalty. Proposition 5 provides appropriate relief by allowing those eligible the ability to transfer their current property tax base to the purchase of another home in any of California's 58 counties. The new property tax for that individual would be based on their original home's assessment, in addition to an adjustment consisting of the difference in value between the sale price of the original home and the sale price of the new home. Proposition 5 would provide respect to seniors, many on fixed incomes, the disabled and disaster victims, by allowing them the flexibility to move to a more suitable home. Right now, too many people feel locked in place. So that's kind of the program in a nutshell. You know, and if you're transferring your taxes here locally, that's already in place. There's Proposition 60 and Proposition 90, which are currently the two propositions that were passed to take care of those issues. So you can move your tax basis within the county based on certain criteria. And, you know, it has to be either same value, or you can go a little higher if it's new construction, a little higher, you know, for other reasons. So I would definitely check with the county of Sonoma if you're thinking about moving and you want to take your old tax base with you. You have to be, I believe, 55 years or older, and it's a one-time shot currently. And I believe that's how it probably will be with Proposition 5. So Proposition 5, we would urge you to vote yes on that, and it would free up, we feel, a lot of folks who, you know, would like to go ahead and take their old tax basis with them and have the flexibility to move that property for, you know, usually for any number of reasons. You know, folks come up here, they sell their house, you know, in where they're coming from. Somebody buys their property, so hence, you know, the assessed value goes up tremendously down there. So it's not like they're losing, you know, any money. Then they come up here, and then they take their old tax basis with them. So the county you're moving into is going to not get the full valuation of the assessment. But then again, you know, these people, we feel, that have been paying taxes for years and years and years, you know, and could use some relief in that regard. So if you could see fit to, we'd love you to vote yes on Prop 5, and that'll become November. And then next week, we're going to have Keith Becker, and he'll talk about no on Proposition 10, which is the repeal of Costa-Hawkins. I'll let those guys get into that, okay, because that's a whole – that's more of a political hot potato, so to speak. Anyway, so check it out if you want to. So the I'll be at an open house today. You can come by and see me if you would. I'll be at 2929 West Creek Lane. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, 2,193 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, gleaming hardwood floors, really nicely done kitchen, plantation shutters, big vaulted ceilings, just a really, really nice property. You know, when you look at the square foot costs, and a lot of my agent friends use square foot costs, this is like $265 a square foot, which is when you look at what's going on in the marketplace, you know, and what the sold comparables are going for. It's, you know, the West Side is a relative bargain. You know, and a lot of people, you know, the Southwest area, area in Sonoma County, they just don't want to be over there. And we have a lot of agents who basically, you know, only want to, you know, sell the east side. And we see that, you know, on, you know, when I had a broker's open house on this property where I had other agents come through. I only had two agents come over on the west side. So, but when you're looking for value, when you're looking for square footage, you really can't beat the area. All right, it's got a lot to go on for it. So, like I said, next week we're going to have Keith Becker, and he'll be on for I think maybe a segment or two with George Adair. And you know, so, if you have any questions regarding lending, you know what you how much home you can afford. There's a whole bunch of different products out there. You know, I've got a property over on Grace Drive, which I reduced the price. Now I'm getting just a ton of offers. I'm going to go back to the office now and write 4 multiple counter offers. So that's kind of an unusual, you know, scenario. But I think people are realizing the value of the property in the area there. But almost every property or almost every loan they're getting on this property is a rehab loan. So, you know, don't let, you know, the nature of the house be too daunting. Everybody wants the cute little flip that's ready to go. They can just move right in. But, you know, you may be missing out on a better area. You may be missing out on a property where you could, you know, have a little more input as to what it's going to look like, you know, in when the final nail has been driven. So that's one of the things about a rehab loan. They're fairly expensive, but there's, you know, two types. There's a Fannie Mae product, and then there's a FHA product. The way we're going to structure this deal, we shall wait and see. But, you know, the offers are all, you know, really, really interesting. So it'll be a fun exercise. But multiple offers. Here I'm talking about how the market sucks, and I have a property with, four multiple offers. So, but that's the nature of this market. It's kind of erratic. There's those little highlights where you go, wow, very cool. And then properties that sit on the market forever. So that's what happens. So look, I'll be gone next Sunday. So have fun with George Adair and Keith Becker. I will see you the following week. If you want to get a hold of me after the show, you can always call at 322-8503, 322-8503. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'm Mike Kelly, and this has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.